The Agnes Etherington Arts Center is getting ready to launch into their final season before the beginning of the construction of Agnes Reimagined. The Agnes Etherington Arts Center, located on Queen's Campus on University Avenue, has been in operation as a research-intensive art museum since 1957. The Agnes as it is, a recognizable building with a striking red accent, will be transformed starting in spring of 2024. The building will be completely demolished and replaced between 2024 and 2026, with the center's activities continuing in a more nomadic fashion while they await the completion of their permanent home. This final season was described as Agnes's love letter to Kingston, celebrating local artists with a wide variety of works. I sat down with Emily Changer, director and curator at the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, to chat about this upcoming season, kicking off on December 1st, and the future of the center. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the Agnes and this upcoming exhibition.
Yeah, so my name's Emily Changer, and I'm the director and curator of the Agnes Etherington Art Center. And my involvement in this show is, you know, on the one hand, really wanting all of us to have for our final exhibition in our current facility a big Kingston Love Fest. And for all the staff to contribute from their point of view on it. And then specifically, I have curated the exhibition of Jay Bridges' work.
Awesome, yeah, and we'll get a bit more into the exhibition later, but as you're headed into your final season before construction starts for Agnes Reimagined, I was just wondering how you're feeling leading up to the opening of some of these final exhibitions.
I'm pretty excited. I mean, I gotta say, this place looks pretty rad. the shows are beautiful. A lot of it is new work. Agnes looks really handsome, you know, like the spaces look really beautiful. Abby's tattoo parlor is shaping up to be amazing. It's very colorful. I came in last week and there's like this new chartreuse wall and I was like, oh my God, yay. Finally, color. And I think, you know, all our material, all our new signage, all our new banners, I think it's a really exciting moment. And we feel free mm-hmm. in many ways, to experiment and to take, some risks because we are headed into a closure and, you know, why not use this opportunity to, shine some light on some under-recognized folks and remodel Agnes in a way that's super fun and pretty dynamic.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I saw this last season was called Agnes's Love Letter to Kingston. I was wondering if you'd like to dig into this idea in general and a bit about the process of putting this collection together.
Yeah. So, I mean, where to start? I believe fundamentally that our institutions serve a civic and social function and that it's really important for them to be embedded in their locality. Agnes is a public gallery serving Kingston. And so I think this, our idea really was to give Kingston artists solo exhibitions and these kinds of opportunities here because we serve them. And it's our last show. So I think it's this moment where, you know, Agnes is taken to the streets, so to speak, and joining the art community by not having a singular monolithic space to operate in. So it's like an invitation to join us here. With the hope that there'll be a reciprocal invitation to join them after. The love letter to Kingston too was a sort of recognition that there's some pretty amazing artists here. And, you know, we really wanted to sort of celebrate the diversity of the artists here. And by this, I mean, you know, not all artists arrive at being artists by going to a formal art training. Some of the artists here are also entrepreneurs, like Jay, for instance, you know, running a skate shop and cafe. They certainly work at the intersection of art and pedagogy, like working in community arts and teaching art courses. It was an opportunity to give the first solo exhibition for an artist ever, but also to recognize that there are some pretty senior women artists here, like Anne Clark, for instance, who, you know, are almost 80 and haven't had a retrospective in their hometown. So I think this is about recognizing Agnes's role within the larger fabric of the art community here, and amplifying the amazing things that happen right here, rather than looking elsewhere to do so.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome that you're spotlighting so many talented artists. I'm a big Anne Clark fan, so I'm very excited about that. Nice. I was wondering if maybe you got into conceptually what we can expect, of course, but if you could talk a little bit about what mediums we're working with here, what kind of pieces can we expect to see, if you don't mind sharing? I know it'll be a little bit of a surprise starting on Friday when the projects are unveiled.
Totally. And, you know, because we didn't take a thematic approach, this was not about Agnes having a singular thesis, but to hold multiplicity. That's why we did a constellation of solo exhibitions, not a big group show. And that's also why all the entire Agnes staff has contributed to this season, not a singular curatorial voice. So, you know, from the program coordinator to preparator to the chief curator to the director, we've all contributed, all of us have contributed to this season of programs. So it runs the gamut. So from sculpture installation to photography to painting to printmaking to a tattoo parlor to drawing to sound installation, it really supports all the various mediums the artists in this place work in, with no exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. I was wondering if you wanted to get into the exhibition celebration that you'll be hosting on Friday.
Yeah, so for members, we have, and this is my pitch to everybody, get a membership now. It's very important to us to stay in everybody's orbit and theirs in ours, especially on the brink of our facility closure. From 5 to 6, we have members tours. So all the curators and artists will do mini rapid tours through all the exhibitions. And then from 6 to 9, we have our public reception, which is also hosted by DJ Kid Concussion, a local DJ here, and a dance party. So it's going to be mega fun. And I encourage everyone to come. There is no dress code. It is free. Everybody's welcome. We think that it's going to be a great celebration, not only of Agnes's final season, but of Kingston more holistically.
Yeah, that's awesome. Looking forward to this final season, truly the end of an era, but also, of course, we're all very excited for Agnes Reimagined in 2026. And where can folks keep up with and find the Agnes while you're away on your break as well?
Yeah, well, one thing I forgot to mention, actually, which is also being unveiled on Friday, mm-hmm. is our new architectural model. So one of the galleries has been turned over to a recap of the process we've undertaken for the last 2 years, our community engaged design process, and our brand new model, and more information on the building itself. So that's a significant milestone for us. And then for the first 6 months of our closure, we're kind of going nomadic with exhibitions presented in collaboration with other galleries and organizations locally, nationally, and internationally, as well as doing public artworks and social practice projects and land-based projects, really extending and building on so much that we have done over the last year. We kind of ran a concurrent program, as I'm sure you know, that was both offsite and onsite for the last year, before we settle into a space that we will call home for the 2 years of our closure. More on that later.
Once again, that was Emily Changer, director and curator at the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, discussing the final exhibitions before the end of this era for Agnes and looking forward to the construction of Agnes Reimagined beginning in 2024. You can learn more and keep up with the Agnes at agnes.queensu.ca.
come out to the opening. It's going to be an extraordinary event. And we want to see some Kingston vibes. Come show us what you're made of.